So I don't know if I've told you guys or not, but I'm a homeschool mom. FYI, this is a really new role for me. Last year, my daughter started homeschooling in the middle of the school year, but she's a girl. She's super self-sufficient. She would just go up to her room and do her thing. This year, for the first time, my sixth grade boy is also homeschooling. Now, it's not total homeschool. It's like this hybrid thing, but still there's days where I'm his teacher at home. Okay, so I used to be a teacher for 4 years in public school, but it's different when you're teaching your own kid. So I just got done teaching Jonah for the morning, and I gotta say, it didn't go great. He gets frustrated easy. And here's the thing though, I knew even walking downstairs this morning, this is probably gonna be a struggle day for him. This is where vision casting, even if it's only for one person, comes in handy. And I don't just mean handy, I mean it can be a game changer. So for you, think about an environment where you're with another person or even a really large group of people, whether it was in the last week or months ago. For example, what if you were sitting around a Bible study for table, a Bible study table of women, and you're driving there and you're like, oh, I'm so excited. I hope tonight is good and deep and connective and that we really get to know each other. And we've all been there. You walk away and it's kind of a big fat dud, right? And you're thinking, ah, but I did all that I knew to do. Or you've got a meeting with your people and you're like, I really hope that there's energy and momentum and enthusiasm and some ability for my people to get where we're going or to get the idea. And it just sort of falls flat. Or even in your marriage where you're talking to your spouse or your kids or your sister or brother, and there's something that needs to be discussed and you think, man, I really hope we could get on the same page with this because we need that outcome for the thing to go well. And it just sort of is, I don't know, wanting at the end. So think about a situation where it's with another person and you know going into it, we need to connect we personally and about the idea because we need good outcomes in order to move forward together in a way that's going to be helpful. And you know when it doesn't? That's what we're talking about today is how this thing, we're going to call it vision casting, can change everything. And it's so easy. Can't wait to share with you. You're listening to the Leader Lab podcast, a podcast that inspires women to know God, love and lead others, and take their next steps in their God-given callings. I'm Andy Bruce, and I'm pretty passionate about investing in and partnering with women leaders who love Jesus and who raise their hand saying, God, if you're looking for someone to use, I'm right here. So let's talk about how. How? I mean, how? How do we step deeper into what that looks like? I don't know about you, but for me, I love the backstory on a person who is writing a book. Like, for example, I read the book Where the Crawdads Sing. Reading the author's backstory, I was like, how did she do this? This was a remarkable work. Well, reading the backstory, you find out she's into that type of science. Or reading the backstory of a movie that came out or how somebody was successful. For me, I'm a major sports documentary fan because I want to know what happened if the team or the player wins or loses. I want to understand what led to those moments. So I'm all about a really good backstory. That's why in order to get where we're going, I want to give you a little bit of the backstory about how I simply stumbled onto what we're going to talk about. So this was probably, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago. And I was leading this women's ministry group of essentially young women, think 17 to 30 years old. And we had a good number of people that would meet weekly, and God was doing incredible work. But it never seemed to fail. Each week, it was like I'd muster up more energy to lead my little small group, because how we broke up the night was a big talk from the front, and then we talk about it at our tables. And I would say to myself, this is going to be the week that my group, whoever sits at my table, is really going to connect and really go deep. And I got to say, for a couple weeks in a row, I left disappointed. Once again, there just didn't seem to be connection. There didn't seem to be, there was more walls up than authenticity. And like the 45 minutes of discussion would just feel like it would never end. You know, where you feel like you could hear the clock ticking on the wall in slow motion. The night would be full of these awkward pauses as I kind of desperately tried to jump in and fill in those silences, which, by the way, doesn't work. We'll talk about that another day. And it's like I would try to create by force this deep conversation, or I would spend the night subtly trying to quiet that person down who never stopped talking so that this girl over here could finally have a chance. And I remember, I'm really visual, so I picture it like this. It was like I had a rope. You know the ones that they use to wrangle horses in Midwestern movies? Picture that rope. And I envision myself as a cowgirl in the wild, wild west, and I had lassoed these six girls and was pulling them uphill with everything in me. And not only was I struggling to pull them where I wanted us to go, but in the rope, as I'm dragging them through the dirt, they were resistant to being pulled. And this made even more work for me. And what did I do? I just kept trying to pull, and I pulled harder, and I tried to put my back into it more, but I just couldn't get them to move very far where I felt like we should be going. Now, don't get me wrong, there were some good times while I was leading those small groups, but for the most part, I would leave in this period, this season, kind of discouraged. I remember having my light bulb moment. As I was dreading yet another week of leading a table and dragging these women, trying to make connection happen, a thought came to me that was really simple and really clear. And it was this: why don't you just tell them how you really feel? What if you tell them your desire for the group to just move toward God together? Why don't you invite them to come with you instead of pulling and dragging them there? I gotta say, this sounded a whole lot easier than what I had been doing. And also, I think if I would have not struggled for so long with the pulling and this picture of the lasso and the rope and dragging them, I don't think I would have been willing to actually tell them how I felt. I gotta say, this was the beginning of a radical shift in leading people that I feel like God gave me. I didn't know it at the time, but what I had stumbled upon was vision casting. Let's be real. This idea, quote, vision casting, end quote, seems like this really lofty phrase that only real leaders do. You know, like the ones who are Fortune 500s, or the ones that have written a book, or at least senior pastors or corporate leaders. Yeah, it makes sense for them to vision cast, but for me, and let's be real, I was only leading a table, right? Like, why on earth would you vision cast for six girls around a table? So I stumbled into realizing later that that's exactly what this was. Because here's the deal. If you're leading and loving and mentoring or influencing or just pouring into and investing, whatever you want to call it, FYI, it is all leadership, but that's okay. I understand so many women are really uncomfortable with that word. Call it what you want. So whether you're leading one or five or 50 or way more than that, vision casting is absolutely something that I hope that you'll start to develop and grow in. So here's what I want to do for the rest of our time. I want to talk about how you get started with vision casting to one person or many, many, many. And there's going to be three things that I'm going to repeat, because you know that's what I do, is I repeat the same couple of things over and over. I'm going to repeat three things that we need to articulate. Number one, you want the people or the person in front of you to understand, where are we going? That's it. Where are we going? What do you hope for? What do you want? What's your end goal for that person or that group or that team or that mid-size or large group? Where are you going? What do you want from them? Number two, how are you guys going to get there? This can sound really complicated, like you need to have a great big grandiose plan. Nope, you really don't. How you're going to get there, if you could give them one or two rather simple, in the moment, doable things, oh my goodness. And then finally, number three, once you start moving, what is it going to look like? Or rather, what is it going to do for us? So I'm going to repeat it. When you're vision casting, whether to one or a gazillion people, you want to let people know three really simple things. Where are we going? How are we going to get there? And what is it going to look like along the way? So I'm going to share an example for this small group of women sitting around a table. So it's those same ones that I was frustrated with and lassoing and kind of metaphorically dragging them through the dirt. So here's the first thing I did is I decided what I was doing wasn't working. Me trying to fill the gaps of awkward silences, me trying to ask bigger questions, me talking longer, me glancing over at the clock and feeling like it was stuck and not moving forward, like time was just, oh my goodness, standing still. And I kind of felt like looking at the faces of those women around the table, I think I was certainly more aware of what was happening, but I did not see engagement. It wasn't like they were laughing and connecting. And honestly, that's what I was looking for. So here's a couple of things I did. I just told them, number one, where we're going. And it kind of just sounds as simple as this. At the very beginning of everybody getting there, finding their seat, sort of like, hey, how are you? And just, you know, when everyone's like, okay, and we're ready to go. That's when I popped in with all my courage. And I said, I have been so excited for tonight. I've been praying that we would experience God around this circle. I think as we dive into God's word and learn what it means to really live with God, that God has something for us. My friends, that's it. And I am sure I stumbled and I bumbled and I fumbled. I absolutely remember being nervous because this is what it looks like to not be a passive leader. FYI, I am a jamming passive leader, but to be an active leader that's just going to open my mouth a little bit at the right times, that's really kind of vulnerable stuff, right? But this is it, as simple as can be. For example, to when I'm homeschooling and I know it's going to be a rough morning, to be like, Jonah, here's what I think can happen today. I think we've got two choices. One is that we could sort of be here for twice as long because we're on two different pages, or we could kind of sit up straight. We can have some fun. We could be a great team and we could get this done in half the time. You choose, which one do you want? And he's like, half the time, let's go. Or even with a friend, when we're having a hard connection or when I just met with a friend last Friday and she's going through some stuff. And I said, listen, friend, I know that you're going through some stuff and I know how much you want God to move in you. And here's the thing. I think you have some choices. You don't have to open every single thing up to me and be honest, but I do think you're the one who initiated the meeting and you just have some stuff to share. I think God's going to meet you as you share whatever it is that you think you're supposed to share. And I'm all ears. My friends, that's it. It's just that simple. And here's what did not happen. Many, many sentences and several minutes of painting the picture. Nope. Because then that moves into feeling like a lecture, right? And what lectures do is break the relationship. But instead, what I did was just open my mouth with a few sentences, maybe four, and invite my friends into where I felt like we were supposed to go. So with that friend last Friday, it's like, you called me. I think you need to offload some stuff and I think God's going to meet you. Or with my son, here we've got two options. One's going to be tough, but one, we're going to work out and we're going to have way more fun. What should we do? Like, you choose. Or even with a group around the Bible, to be like, here's where I want us to go. I think God could do so much if we're eager and ready for him. I think God really has something for us. Now, let's change the environment a little bit and think about your work or your team setting. You know where you need to go. The objective or the goal for you guys is probably really clear. For example, on Sunday mornings, if there's a children's ministry environment, and if you are leading a time of prayer or getting together with your team to be like, I've been looking forward to this because I think God really wants to use us to reach people, some that we've met and some that we've never seen in our life. And you know what? We might never see them again. But this morning, let's be all in because God wants to do something through us. That's it, my friends. See how it was like 4 or 5 sentences? It was 30 seconds. But man, does that prick the ears of people around you because it pricks their heart. So I want to talk now about step 2. Remember, step 1 is where are we going? Step 2 is how are we going to get there? So for me, go back to that Bible study setting with the lasso. And here's exactly what I said. By the way, this one is a little bit longer. And number 1, you invited them in. And you reminded them, God has something for us. There's something more. You guys, we were meant to do this together. We could get that goal. And we all know that's what we want. So in number 1, you're inviting them into where you already know you need to go. Number 2, you're just going to give a teeny bit of how are you going to get there? What do you need from them right now? Here's mine for that Bible study example. And I just said this. Okay, friends. So one thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to ask you to do, is to have your walls down. We don't have to spill our deepest, darkest secrets, but we do want to share what God is asking us to share. So when your heart starts beating fast and you're thinking, no way, that might be time to just lean in and share with us. Because here's the thing, we all feel like that. And so what if we all just decide, I'm going to share what needs to be shared, because I think that's what it takes for our walls to be down and for us to connect. And that's what I said to them. My friends, as I said these things, I think their posture changed. Their faces were engaged. No longer were they passive listeners waiting for somebody to just get the show on the road to see what was going to happen. No way. And the same is true with us. When somebody raises the bar just a teeny bit, like an inch or two for us, but they do it with clarity of like, hey, I'm raising the bar because you're ready. I'm raising the bar for you to jump over just a little bit because that's what we need for us to get where we're going. Never, ever do you or I back down from that, because we're given all the support we need. We're given encouragement and we understand, yeah, it's time for the bar to be raised just a half inch or just an inch. And we could do that. So in number one, you're just giving an invite and awareness. You're saying, hey guys, I think we can have an awesome table experience. Number 2, you're saying, here's what we need to get there. What if our walls went down? And what if when you're like, oh my goodness, my heart's beating, I think I need to say this. You just start saying, my heart's racing. I think I need to share something with you guys. And you just do it. And we're all going to do that together. Or with Jonah, it's like, okay, Jonah, with homeschooling. So here's what we need to do. Let's sit up in our chairs and literally right now straighten our backs. And he's doing it right with me because it makes it fun. And come on, he can straighten his back without any effort. And then I said, we're going to get all our supplies out and I'm going to lay it out for you. And I want you to take a break when you need it, but stay focused when you can. Got it? And I was like, so stay focused. And when you need a break, let's take a break. You guys, I'm not asking anything from my son that he is incapable of giving. But now the beauty of vision casting is now everybody has a clear understanding of what's being asked for. And it's not out of left field. It's not too much for us. I'm not asking somebody to share their deepest, darkest secret. And here's number 3. What it's going to look like along the way. What is it going to look like when your group does those teeny tiny behaviors? What's it going to look like when Jonah sits up, stays focused, and takes a break when he needs it? What's it going to look like for my friend on Friday when I said, hey, I think you invited me to this because I think there's stuff that you need to share. And what if you just shared? whatever it is that you are feeling like you need to share, and you know, I'm not going to judge you, is inviting them in with a couple tiny, doable, easy peasy specific steps that don't come out of left field. It's just literally what it takes to get where you think you're going. Here's what it sounded like at Bible City. Imagine us getting to the end of the night, having laughed a lot. Maybe there were tears, but you know what? Maybe not. Maybe we dialogued about something that was tricky that's going on. What if we could walk out of those doors at the end of the night realizing, I think I experienced God, and I know I experienced God through those women sitting around this table. And then I just ask a question. Will you guys dive into this with me? Nobody's going to sit there, nobody, and be like, nope. Even if they don't intend on doing it, they're going to pretend to be like, yeah, sure, I'll do this. They might be pretending, but you know what? The group might not know that, and that's okay. So number three is saying, here's the outcome we're going to experience if we do number two. Jonah, we're going to get done so fast, and you're going to be smarter, and you're going to feel so confident and good about yourself knowing, I did it. I did it without fussing, and I am good to go. And I said, so are you ready, bud? And he's like, yep. And he's already off to the races. Or to say to my friend across the table, so I don't know about you, but for me, I'm all in. Do you think, like, is that what you want too? And she's like, absolutely. Because when you ask somebody to make a tiny, tiny commitment of totally doable things that you all want anyway, but now it's clarified, this is a game changer. Now I want to share about a couple things that I've found to be really helpful. So yeah, this is not natural, just so you know. I'm not sure vision casting ever gets real naturally until you do it a few times. So just know coming out of the gate, the first couple times, it's going to feel like your face is going to get red, your heart's going to be racing, because this is what leadership looks like. It looks like calling people to where you think God wants you to go and being a voice to take them there. So no, it's not comfortable for anybody, just a heads up. So if it feels like, no, I could never do that, you're exactly who I'm talking to. Second, I will say the more that I've done this, and I mean in really small, unofficial ways and places, the more natural it does begin to feel. Listen, that's true for anything, right? I would also say 60 seconds, definitely no more than 90 seconds is all this takes. So if you're thinking like 5 minutes, nope. It's 20 seconds per part, like literally just a few sentences. Where are we going? Hey guys, so glad you're here. Hey, listen, what if in this next meeting, we're all just focused and listening and not being pulled by distractions, because we all know there's work to be done. So here's what it looks like. What if we just kind of silence our phones for at least a little bit of it? Second, what if we helped each other and actually just brainstormed a little bit with just engagement? Because I know we all want the same thing, and that's to see an increase in productivity. So are anybody in with me? Like, that's it. See how short and sweet it is. And it really is just these three things. Where are we going? In other words, what do we want? What's the common thing that we're all there for? That's what I mean. That's where we're going. We all want X, or we all want Y. Second is, what does it take to get there? What's the things in real time right now, not next week, not in a year, but what can people do right now to achieve that? And then last, who will we become along the way? What's the benefit if we all do that little thing? What's going to happen at the end of the meeting, or the end of our time, or the end of the conversation? That's it. It's really simple. And the cool thing is, this process, if it feels official, I'm not sure it's going to be received super well. The more on the ground and grassroots this can feel, I think the more it will translate to whomever you're giving this prompt to. That's huge, because it's got to come from an authentic place. So my biggest thing is, have number one of where we're going, or what do we want, ready to go. That's the biggie, is those first 20 seconds really matter. And I know for me, when I'm going to do this in a bit of a more official setting, such as a Bible study table or women I'm leading or a class I'm teaching, I will definitely think through what are those sentences going to sound like. And I pray for them for a couple days leading up, because I know how much of a big difference these 60 seconds make. It's like people can experience God. I think that's what happens oftentimes, is it's like, this matters. Oh, we forgot like the big picture here. And answering that first question of what do we want? What's the common denominator? What brings us around the table? That's what it is. And it makes a difference. So I would say so many times I have chickened out. And I'm not saying this to you. I'm saying this to me as well, is jump in. It's really easy to get into your gathering and have eyeballs staring at you. And what have I been known to do? Chicken out. I've done it more than once. But I will say, although it's really easy to make excuses that sound something like, next week I'm definitely going to do it. Or, they're fine, I'm fine, everything's fine. They're like, Andy, chill out, you're making too big of a deal. The longer I prolong this, the more the decline in the group or the meeting happens. And instead I'm learning, jump in, lead them well. It doesn't cost that much. And every single time after I've had this 60 second little prompt, I've noticed a massive difference, massive. So whether it's a team, a gathering, a Bible study environment, a family member, your kids, this is so transferable. So hope it goes well. Jump in, don't be afraid, because it just takes one person to get the ball rolling. And that happens at the beginning of something with your voice influencing in really simple relational ways. Hey, you guys, I've been thinking about this. And one thing I know is that we all want fill in the blank. In order to get there, I think if we, one and two, something will change. So I don't know about you guys, but I want to see what will happen if we do that. Who's in with me? And it really is that simple. Okay, folks, can't wait to talk to you next week.